Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Transformers. Am I on the air? Can you hear me?
And you are live, and this is the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show, Wisdom with Mama D. You're live on Blog Talk Radio and live on Facebook, the Female Solution.
And all you have to do to be part of this conversation, if you're on radio, is to punch one. Now, today's program is very special and different from any other program we have ever had, because today it's not about whether you should take the vaccination for COVID-19 or not. It's about you, because in our world today, we are all in involved in this, some people say plandemic, some people say whatever they call it, a plague or invisible enemy, whatever your name for it is, you'll have the opportunity as a special guest, because we have no experts in this area. We are all going through this same experience, and therefore we all have to be our own experts. And so you all are the special guest today. And this is the first time ever I have used a what I call the Black History Bible book, because the hero is a woolly-haired man with a brass-colored feet to match his brass-colored face. But I also recognize that spiritual things are foolish to the carnal mind. And spiritually speaking, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness on high places. I think the government, the presidency is one of those high places, because they make the rules and most of us have to follow them. Someone asked me the other day, he said that he only recognized God's law. And if I was faced with the situation to obey God's law or to obey man's law, what would I do? So I told him, I said, well, it would depend on the situation. If I was walking down the street and somebody said, halt, stop, this is the police. Look, I'm walking down God's street. God made this street. I have a right to walk down this street, and that's what I'm doing. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm walking down this street, and it's God's street. And God said I could walk down on his street. Now, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stop, because the man behind me, he's not God. I know he's not God, but he has a gun, and he is authorized to use that gun if I disobey what he's saying. Now, yes, I have a right to walk down that street that God made, and I can just keep on because I'm obeying God's law. Or I can stop, because even though God made the life, that gun in his hand gives him the power to take the life. You know, in the book of Job, I believe it is, it said something like, what's it, the book of Job? I don't know. I don't want to start getting quoting scriptures or anything. But he said, do everything to Job, but do not smite him. So that meant Lucifer, Satan, the devil, the evil, whatever you want to call, has the power to take life, at least the way that sentence is drafted. Do everything to him, but don't smite it. Do everything to him, but don't kill it. And so we know about the different changes that he put him through. But at the end of the day, he said, you know, I'm not going to deny my faith. Whatever the will of your God is, praise him and blessed be the name. And so I guess that's the kind of situation and show that we are embarking on today, because I want to take it from Genesis, and Revelations rather, 13, 16 through 18. I'm sure most of you all have heard something about the mark of the beast, because it's been out there for all my life. I've heard about the mark of the beast and the whole situation. So today we're going to just, as I said earlier, spiritual things are foolish to the carnal mind. So So just for today at least, we are going to be examining, is this the period in our world in which the mark of the beast is at play? But before I get to that, I ran across an old article in the Chicago Defender, and it was Tuesday, June 27th, the year 2000. So it was headlined in the news, Mapping of the Genetic Code Announced. And it went on in the first paragraph. It said, two teams of scientists. Are you there? Two teams of, I don't know what's happening. All of a sudden, I'm getting an echo. So it said that two teams of scientists have completed a rough draft of the human genetic code, nature's instructions for making and maintaining human beings. And it went on to say that they had discovered after 10 years, so I guess the study started in 1990, it said they, after 10 years and billions of dollars being spent, the arms race was over. And this was a great discovery because it said, today we are learning the language in which God created life. And it went on to say that this was the God's own, it said, the project announced that scientists had decoded the 3.1 billion of subunits of DNA, the chemical letters that make up the recipe of human life. And Bill Clinton, yes? And Bill Clinton was the president at that time. And he said that what he wanted, he said he cautioned that the genetic map must never be used to segregate, discriminate, or invade the privacy of human beings. And they went on to talk about how they was going to use this. They said finding disease-causing genes and developing therapies that treat disorders at the fundamental molecule level. Now, when they talk about the vaccination, what I've heard is, well, you've taken vaccinations for polio and you've taken vaccinations all your life, but this one is a little different because all of those other vaccinations, they would give you a little bit of the disease and your body would form a natural immunity for it and it would prevent you from getting that particular disease. Well, with this vaccine, it doesn't give you any portion of it. What it does is manipulate your DNA and RNA, going back to this genetic code of the formula of how God created life. It gives you, it manipulates that. So it doesn't give you any portion of the disease at all. And the whole purpose of vaccinations is to prevent you from getting something. It's not to cure it, but to prevent you from getting it. But again, in this particular case, after the vaccination, you can still get it. But they say, well, but you'll have a mild case of it. The case might be so mild that you don't even know that you have it. But you can get it and you can spread it and not know it. I took the position of, if I'm going to get it, I would rather have it and know it than to have it and not know it. And I could still spread it, especially spread it to children and babies, the ones that are under the age of 2 years of age. They can get it. The babies can get it, and the babies can spread it. So what do you do? What do you do with the babies that you can't mask? And what happens to the children down the road when they have not learned how to use body language? You know, that body language is very, very important, because that's your first language. When you're chastising the baby, you're using your facial expressions to tell them that this conduct is not what you want them to engage in. So you say no, no, and you move the baby away, and he looks at your face and he reads your countenance. As a matter of fact, biblically speaking, from the Black History Bible book, it talks about the first murder, and we're all trying to find out, well, how can we stop the violence? Well, I always go back to, how was it in the beginning? What happened during the first murder? The countenance, Yahgad, in this conversation with Cain, said to him, Cain, why are you wroth? Why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? Your facial expression is showing you something. And many decades ago, I came up with, violence is a virus. Don't catch it. Don't spread it. It starts in the heart. Man looks on the outer appearance. Yeah, God looks at the heart. It starts in the heart, and it grows in the head. Who do you think you are? I'm not going to let you get away with that. I'm going to fix you. It's growing, growing, growing. And if you don't stop it in the head, pow, it's acted out in the hand. And that hand is attached to somebody. And that body is you. So when we consider that and we change, we say, well, you know what? Violence starts in my heart, and it grows in my head. And if I don't stop it, it's acted out in my hand. Because don't kid yourself, all have gotten angry and fell short, including you. If the truth be told, you have gotten angry. You have said things, and you have wanted, if you didn't act in a violent way, you wanted to act out. Your body language said that you were very angry because your countenance changes. And I had a little discussion with a little boy who was 10 years old. After his friend, who was 11 years old, and his brother, who was 14 years old, on 79th, for you all that's familiar with Chicago, I believe in Ellis, and his 13-year-old, it was also, the 13-year-old girl was raped, and her throat was cut, and she was left for dead. Her two brothers, 11 years old and 14-year-old, had their throats cut. And I went over to the site, and I left a card because I was just heartbroken over this whole incident, especially how the community was handling it. Well, that woman, she was out working on her job, and she had no idea that this wolf, I guess, in sheep's clothing was going to come in and slaughter her children. She didn't know that. But they, well, that's what you get for dating and all. It was awful. So anyway, I was talking to this little 10-year-old, and he said he didn't have anybody to play with. He didn't have any, because him and his friend, they used to go to the store every day, and he didn't have nobody to go to the store with or to play with or to go to school with. And he was just heartbroken. So I asked him, I said, well, you know, what happens when you start coming down with that violence virus? Because it's when I'm talking to my preschool-age children, I ask them about what happens when they start coming down with a cold virus. What happens to their nose? And it gets stuffy. And what does your mama do? Well, she gets some cough medicine, and they can run it down to you. And when violence starts to happen, something happens to your countenance. Your eyes kind of shrink down. Your lips kind of get puffy. And if you're a teenager, all you roll those eyes up in the sky and pat a foot. And not just that, something does happen to those feet. You stomp all around. So your countenance is very important. And when you're trying to educate, especially the subconscious brains of little children, your countenance is very important. Because what separates a man from an animal is his ability to write messages of heart to express soul. So you're not going to find an animal, even though the little monkey can sign language, you're not going to find him picking up a pencil and writing messages of heart to express soul. They don't do that. And the other thing that separates the species, people from animals, is the animals do not smile. They do not smile to express joy. And they do not cry to express tears. Do
If for those of us who have animal friends, they have their ways of expressing
yes,
joy.
Yes, they wag their tail. They wag their tail, and I'm not saying that they don't. What I said was, animals, other species, do not smile to express joy, and they do not cry to express sorrow. My point is, if you went into a room or you were outside of a room and everybody in there were laughing, they would not be laughing in a different language. They would just be laughing, and you wouldn't know what their race, creed, or color or nationality was. And if you went outside a room and people were in there weeping to express sorrow, they would not be weeping in a different language. So what I'm saying is, what separates a man from an animal is the way in which they express joy and sorrow. And when you cover up that part of your face, your mouth, and the little children can't read your countenance, you're not smiling to express that joy, because your smile is muffled. You are being changed. Not you, but the future generations that depend on you and that first language called body language. That is changing. Little children who just discovered what it means to, this is my friend, you know, they're hugging up. Because children, hey, when I was a child, I spoke like a child and I reasoned like a child. And when I grew up, I gave up the childish ways. COVID to children does not mean the same thing that it does to adults. They childhood and they little nature is going to go on. I saw some little girls a couple of weeks ago. And they had their little mask on, and it was hung down below their nose, but they still had their little mask on. And they was all hugged up, you know, and then they had hands. They was holding hands, and they was walking. They were going around and around in a little circle, and the beat was going on. And I said, hey, what you're talking about, COVID-19, and what they are expressing as children, childhood is going on, and the children are participants in childhood because that is their nature. And when they get a little older, things will be a little different. But be aware of what you are masking. And the other thing is touch. Touch is very important to the human being. Touching, laying hands on, healing, offering comfort. I'm patting you on the back. I'm embracing you. It's a part of what human beings also do. It's the touching and the hugging. And when you say, don't touch, that's a very sacred part of your nature. When you can't embrace to show joy or embrace to show sorrow. You can cry on my shoulder, and you take that away, and you go back to the genetic code, and you say, boy, wow, let's celebrate. We finally broken the genetic code, and we know God's recipe for making human beings. And that's a big discovery. And so I'm just saying, when we come back from the break, you all will be able to weigh in. And I was just forming the little background on what we're going to be talking about, because our subject is resisting the spiritual wickedness of the mark of the VAC. And Revelations 13, 16 through 18, because it's written, I said earlier, spiritual things are foolish to the carnal mind. So I don't have any issue with anybody that thinks that this is a lot of foolishness. But this spiritual wickedness, in Revelation 13, 16 through 18, it said that there would be no buying without the mark of the beast on your forehead. And spiritually speaking, the mandate begins with that little gun-looking thing. When they pointed at that area, as I said, police called it the killer shot, pointed at you, and they take your temperature. This is a different shaped thermometer. It's not the little long one that goes under your tongue, or if you're a baby, go into your rectum, or sometimes it goes into your ear. But this is a gun-looking little thing that they point at you right in the killer shot area, the pineal gland, and that is the first stop with dealing with your forehead. So I want you to just ponder on that. And when we come back, our number, 515-605-9325, you punch 1, and you can get it started. If you have a Bible book, I'd like for you to take it out. So we is going to say, you know, is this a spiritual invasion of your body temple? You know, what do you do if you cannot buy or sell anything without showing proof that you have been vaccinated? And what is going to happen if you decide not to take the vaccination and you have to have that instrument going up to your up through your nose, touching the base of your brain in order to have this test done? Now, if it goes up there enough times, what is it going to do to the base of your brain? And what is it going to do with your nostrils? And you have to sign these consent forms saying you can't hold anybody liable. So we're going to take the break, and we are going to come back to say, is there any difference in Muslims and Christians and Israelites? Do they have a different view when it comes to Revelations 13, 16 through 19 that talks about the mark of the beast? Okay? So we're going to, you're listening to Wisdom with Mama D, and I certainly appreciate the opportunity to share your wisdom, because it is called for. Waiting for the break. Well, it's 12:30 by my time. It might not be 12:30 by somebody else's time. But I believe we're going to have some news from Zelda as part of our break today. She's doing some very exciting things with our young people. And we certainly want to hear news and information about that. And if she's has the time, maybe if she can call in. And anyway, we're waiting for the commercial.
Yes, Mama D. Well, just wanted to let you know you've got a few people who joined you on Facebook. Dr. Debbie Green says, good afternoon, Queens. We certainly do appreciate her. Dr. Debbie is on every Thursday, and you definitely want to hear some of the depth of conversations with her soulful solutions. And Dr. Debbie is a counselor, a therapist, and someone who helps in the healing of our hearts, minds, and souls. So thank you for joining us, Dr. Debbie. And we've got our Friday host, Viata, says, greetings, queens and kings. And she is also one of our fabulous hosts on Fridays, Health and Wellness with Viata, and Sundays, Soul Purpose Healing with Viata. And, of course, Mama D, she's right here. You're going to hear her voice right after the break. And we've got a caller on the line, area code 773-221 after the break as well, Mama D. So we're going to bring in a little bit of the teen talent competition that we have our Monday host, Zelda Speaks. And, of course, this is one of those demonstrations of the fact that we are one family, one community, one world, and we need to see more smiles. We need to see more joy. We need to see more laughter, because this is why we're here, to enjoy life. So we're going to give a few moments to share some of what our young people have brought to the world stage with all of the wonderful talent that our Creator has given them to share. And we appreciate so much all of the things that we are being allowed to share with the world.
That was Janissa. How, by the way, Janissa is out of Sydney, Australia, and she's our youngest contestant today at only 15 years old. So, Luke, do you want to look more? I'm sorry, Airman?
Spell her name for me.
Sure, and I'll put it in the chat, too. Janissa is J-E-N-I-S-S-A.
They just had one.
And the places we want to look for are confidence. We want to see that the material that they've chosen matches the contestant. You know, it's in the right key if it's a song. It fits them. If it's an out performance, because the monologue was just done. And the level of the work, are there any errors that we find? You know, so, yeah, some showmanship.
Did I lose my name?
Well, it's too bad that
right back, here we are. Originality, confidence, 1 through 5 is the score that we are giving them. And then we will continue with contestant number 2. And here we go. Contestant number 2.
My name is Mark Tiford. I'm 19 years old, and I'm currently located in Sofia, Bulgaria. And what I strive towards is being great and meaningful stories and portraying great and meaningful characters. So complex, so real. They inspire audiences. Make them heard and seen on the big screen. And just changing the way they perceive this world, educating them about important topics like mental health, and just changing, uniting them, and make them work together to change the world. Because you never know who these stories will inspire and what these people will create. And that's my number one goal. You see, to change the world.
Thank you.
You have to believe that. I have the FBI on my door. They took my car, they took my credit card, they took the TV, they took the computer, and you weren't there. I had to get on the bus, book them into the holiday, and She had three suitcases with everything she owned in them. She was going on and on about the unfairness, the political. It was all political. There was no evidence. It was a travesty. It was injustice. On and on and on. The whole night, she was shaking. Her body was shaking. And where were you, Dad? And Annie. Annie, 6 months pregnant. Her three-year-old son is crying. He wants to know why his grandfather is in all the TV channels. Didn't need her to calm down. They think she's going to live with the baby prematurely. She can't calm down. They want to give her drugs. She doesn't want drugs. She won't take drugs. She doesn't know if her husband is going to have a job in the morning. Because suddenly, everybody was anything to do with you.
Roma Boots, and we donate the pair of boots
that was just a bit of the Global Teen Talent Competition. And we're back with Wisdom with Mama D. And we had two young people from two different countries showing us. And for those who are joining us on Female Solution Facebook Live, you got a visual image of two very different young people from across the world. I just wanted to step in a moment and share that with our sister of the microphone, Monday morning mindfulness host Zelda Speaks, and of course our teens, our young people are demonstrating that we in fact are one community, and it's our creativity that brings us together. We're going to be right back with Wisdom with Mama D right after this quick break. So we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jodi Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Do you believe in freedom? Cannot rest until it comes. We will believe in freedom.
Cannot rest.
Hear me talking to you. We will believe in freedom.
Cannot
rest until it
comes. Okay. We're back, and we're going to go straight to the phone. Unfortunately, that wonderful performance, we just can't working in and 5 minutes and do any kind of justice to these very, very talented young people from different parts of the globe. So we're just not going to cheat them by trying to just fit them in. It really isn't fair just sticking them into a commercial break. I feel so badly about that because they definitely was deserving of our undivided attention. And to put them in the midst of something so serious kind of breaks the flow. But anyway, someone was hanging on line 221. Is that caller still there?
Yes, go right ahead. Area code 773-221. Your mic is open.
And yes, we want to apologize for having you wait a little additional time, but just to get a little flavor of the children, it was worth it, I hope. Your comment, please.
St. Jude Hospital treats children without them having to pay anything. And there's something called the Legacy Fund, which has billions, perhaps trillions of dollars, as well as something called the billionaires have the Giving Pledge, and that's billions and billions of dollars. So there's enough money to pay for med bed diagnostic prophylactic therapy as the singular universal modality for any and all future COVID-19 testing and treatment. and that should be made readily available and affordable to every person on the planet, instead of this focus on vaccination. You see, the issue is the natural immunity of individuals and strengthening that natural immunity, and that should be the criteria to determine whether they're fit to take a plane or walk into a building or participate in some event, not this rather silly idea as to whether a person has been vaccinated or not. That's utter stupidity, really. It's how healthy is the person, and that can be determined by way of this MedBed diagnostic prophylactic therapy, the singular universal modality for any and all future COVID-19 testing and treatment.
Well, I don't know if you have heard of the Genesis 13, 16 through 18, but if you haven't, I'll just read it. It says, "And he calls all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save he had the mark in the name of the beast or the number of his name." And so it says, "Here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of man, and his number is 666. That's 666. But not to get people off into the religious tantrum, as I said
before. I'm very aware of that particular
passage. It isn't about whether you take the vax or you don't take the vax. It is about, is there, since this was prophesied thousands of years ago, and we are at that point in time today, how is it, my question to you is, how is it for you, being, if you were told, and people are being told, you cannot fly on this airplane, you cannot eat in this restaurant, you cannot go into this building of any kind of entertainment, to unless you have had that, beginning with the little gun-shaped thermometer pointed at your third eye, the killer shot area, according to the police. Is that an invasion of your privacy, which Bill Clinton in the year 2000, when they discovered the genetic code map, as they put it, God's language for creating human life, and that is being used, this DNA portion with the RNA, and with this being a different vaccination from any kind that we have ever known, but we are socialized into believing you've been taking vaccinations all your life, but none like this one. And so my question to you is, how do you feel that this is what Bill Clinton cautioned against, personal privacy, your personal liberty? The Constitution says you're supposed to have life, liberty, and to pursue happiness, pursue holiness, pursue whatever you want to pursue. But is this not restricting your liberty? Is this not discrimination and segregation that the president cautioned against when they discovered God's language for creating a human being? So that's my question. How are you feeling about that?
What is the reference to Bill Clinton?
I'm sorry?
You mentioned Bill Clinton. What's the reference to Bill Clinton?
Yeah, Bill Clinton, after the discovery, and they said, today we are learning the language in which God created life. This is what they were saying.
When did Bill Clinton say this?
And Bill Clinton cautioned. He said that the genetic map must never be used to segregate, discriminate, or invade the privacy of human beings.
When did Bill Clinton
say this? Now, is your privacy being invaded.
I need to know when Bill Clinton said this.
If you put one of those to a place or not.
Did Bill Clinton say this when he was president?
He said this when he was president. He said this when in the year 2000, after 10 years and billions of dollars had been spent, they found it, and the article was the mapping of the genetic code. And then they went on to say finding disease-causing genes and developing therapies that treat disorders at the fundamental molecular level. They are dealing with your molecules, with the way your body is constructed. And this is what they discovered after billions of dollars and 10 years of racing with Great Britain. I think it was Great Britain, because the person at that time was Tony, British Prime Minister Tony Blair. So this arms race of was going on between these two groups, starting in 1990, and billions of dollars being spent before they finally came up with the genetic map of how God created life. Now that's what this is saying.
I think that's the Human Genome Project. Is that correct? And you mentioned these two warring factions. What are these two warring factions at the time? I said it twice,
and I was reading it from the actual newspaper, Chicago Defender News, and it was Tuesday, June 27th, the year 2000, the year of Y2K. But this, I don't know if the public was aware that billions of dollars was being spent during that 10-year arms genetic God's map for creating human beings, that we were even aware that that was going on. But now that it is 20 years later, they are using this, and they had said that they was going to do it, that they was going to be finding diseases. The researchers now will concentrate on finding disease-causing genes and developing therapies that treat disorders at the fundamental molecule level.
You know, Mama D,
it all depends on what the intention is.
Mama D, if I can interject for just a moment.
Yes, please do.
What the coronavirus actually is, it's a result of the experimentation that was going on in a laboratory in China, Wuhan, China. This is what was happening, and the virus, I mean, it's an unseen entity, so it got out of control, you know, out into the air and multiplied and spread. So this was a result of the kind of experimentation and work on genetic modification that's been going on in our science labs. And so now with this spread of this virus is out of control, there's a panic, but truly it's all a result of the genetic experimentation that's always been going on behind our backs, like Mama D is saying, and what President Clinton was warning, don't misuse this, because people keep trying to figure out how did God make man. Let's see if we can do the same thing. Let's see if we can change some things around. Let's see if we can mix some genes, and it has happened. It has happened in our past. You know, you see these mythical characters where half man, half goat, half man, half horse. These are not myths. Ancient times, before our recorded history, there was genetic modification work being done, experimentations being done. And so these beings that we think are myths, this was part of the human past that isn't talked about. It isn't recorded in our current books, other than expressed as myths, but they're not myths. This is what happened with the fall of Atlantis. This is what happened with the absence of Lemuria. All of these ancient civilizations that are being presented to us now as mythical, but now our current radar is detecting these lands underneath the sea. Well, this is what these people were doing. They were doing experimentation and these things got out of hand and they caused a lot of conflict and genetic mutations. This has happened before. So what does the biblical scripture say? There's nothing new under the sun? So we've made these mistakes before. We've made messes before trying to alter the human genetic makeup. We are right now an altered genetic species because so much of our gifts and skills have been taken away as a result of genetic alterations. We're just now returning to the levels of intelligence and skills that we had as a human species. But these things that we are seeing being done are a result of scientists trying to figure out how to play God, and they make a mess of
Absolutely.
It. They make a mess.
Now you
then
hit
they
it. Now
a
you
mess.
Hit it. You hit it. You hit the nail on the head right there. And even the president, he was aware of what they were doing and what the results would be when he said to invade privacy. But that's exactly what they are doing, coming into our homes, and they knew they was experimenting all along. Now they've gone from shot to booster shot to, oh, my goodness, it's going to run out in 8 months, and then you're going to have to take another dose. And then after the 8 months, but you still aren't dealing with the babies who can carry it and who can spread it. And the fact that this shot, the only thing that it has done is given you a false sense of reality, because now you're thinking, oh, boy, I had the shot. Now I'm all good. And if I get it, I won't have a bad case of it, and I won't die from it. But you can spread it to the little baby. And what do you do with these babies that can catch it and still spread it? Particularly when you consider Hitler during the Holocaust, he did experiments on two groups of babies because he was trying to find out how to robotize these human beings so that they would be finer soldiers if you got rid of their emotional component, that component that makes you human. Suppose you got rid of that. There's been a lot of movies, different ones that talked about that. People had to take these pills in order to suppress their emotions and things like that, and get rid of all the books and everything like that, because we don't want anything that can trigger an emotional human response. So let's just take all of that away, and we have all these little Stepford Wives types marching around. We'll have the body being snatched, and everybody is now on the same I can control you level, because at the end of the day, it's about your liberty and how can we control you. But anyway, these two crafts of babies, one group, they fed and they clothed. The other group, they fed, they clothed, and they played with. The group of babies that were not played with all died. They lost their appetite. They did not, they had no will. That's what it boils down to. They had no will to live. You're feeding me and you're clothing me, but I'm missing the human touch. You're not talking to me. You're not stimulating me. They all died. They called it a lack of love. I think it was harassment or something like that. Go back and look up Hitler and that whole experiment with the babies. So
wow.
I would like to hear from Dr. You said that Dr. Debbie, is she still online?
Well, she made a statement on Facebook. I'm not sure if she's called in, but if you're on our switchboard, we got a lot of calls on the switchboard. Press 1 if you're ready to speak. It's time to take a break. We invite you who are watching us to call in 515-605-9325. Press 1 so we know you've got something to say. We've got a caller on the switchboard now. We're going to take a quick break and come back and take our caller and, of course, give the rest of you a chance to figure out your comment
so
you want to make?
We're just going to take the break and not the entertainment break. We're just going to
take
the break.
A few commercial announcements, and then we'll be right back after this. So stick and stay. Don't stray away. And give us a call, 515-605-9325. Press 1. And if you've joined us live on our Female Solution Facebook page, just write in your comments and we'll share them with our listening audience. We'll be right back after this, so stay with us.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Okay, are we back?
And we're back. And we have a call on the line.
You're listening to Wisdom with Mama D. And we are going to, our number, 515-605-9325, please push 1. If you want to be part of the conversation, we'll go straight to the phones. And
okay.
Who's on our first line?
Area code 312671, I believe that's our dear brother, Minister Robert Floyd Plump. Grand Rising, your mic is open, go right ahead.
Well, and y'all shalom. We are one in Yah, as in hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for calling. Have you been listening to
yes, I have been listening. We are in Yah.
And we were talking earlier about the children, and I know that you work with a group with the, I won't say the ladies, because the legacy of Phil Jackson is still very much alive. So I won't say the late, because his legacy lives. So
Hallelujah.
What are you thinking about our subject here?
The subject is right on time, Mama D. You know, you always fantastic in the community, and we love you for all the knowledge, wisdom, understanding, as well as the truth that you share with us all. You know, the 666 number is truly the mark of the beast, and that is an unrighteous number, 666, the mark of the beast. That is a serious thing in life of experience that most people may be aware of and yet may not be aware of. However, there is an opposition of the unrighteous number, which is 666, and there is a righteous number, which is 277 plus 23 is success, breeds success, and to share with the brothers and sisters to see heaven on earth. In a reflection of, you know, just like what you had reflected to earlier on the children, to me, you know, as Brother Minister Plump, Robert Floyd Plump, is to help save the children. You know, I always speak about my children in the streets that's lost, Bebe, Ray Ray, She Ray, and Chinay children. They are my children. I do accept them even though I'm not a biological father. However, I'm a spiritual way of life to share the attributes that I am, which is a 23 spiritual father, and that is to help save the children. This is a special announcement concerning join us for our 25th anniversary celebration and official grand opening of Bill Jackson Parkway. And I think you asked me that question, you know, do they have a street by the name? And that I found out after they sent me the email, the honorary of Phil Jackson Parkway. And that is really on Dr. King's Drive, 3509 South Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. And they have a Chicago address, which is 606-53. And as a result, we like to share the fact that is today from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. And they're going to have vendors and special tributes to Dr. Phil Jackson. And also, whether it's yay or nay, they will be having a COVID-19 vaccination. And to my knowledge, I will be also one of the mentors because I do work with the Black Star Project, and I do want to encourage brothers and sisters to continue to help and spread the legacy of Dr. I call him Dr. Phil Jackson and the Black Star Project in helping to save the children. And we continues the celebration at National Black Wall Street Chicago, which is at 4655 South Dr. King Drive.
That's a wonderful.
I have a question to kind of clarify for those who may not be familiar with, you know, Chicago streets. So the area that they're naming or they're, you know, celebrating Dr. Phil Jackson, is it 35th and King Drive? Is it that middle part that divides the street, or is it 35th and King Drive down 35th Street, you know, going east?
Going south. It's 3509 South Dr. King Drive. It's on King Drive. No, I'm not. That's not concerned, Mama D. No. That's not what is. That's not the way it is. It is going south. You know, on Dr. King Drive, right? It's going south, is
Are they familiar with where his office was located, Minister Plum?
Well, his office is 3509 South Dr. King Drive, the second floor, and that's Chicago, Illinois 60653. And we are going to.
And that street is in that area.
Right, right. See, they're located on Dr. King Drive, and in that area, which is really, I believe, that block. I have to, and brothers and sisters can, you know, call it for more direct information and ask for his beloved sister, Sister Gloria Smith, and the number is 312-285-9600. That's the Black Star Project.
Oh, okay.
And for more information,
this is the address that the newspapers have listed, that he authorized the honorary street name sign from East 35th Street from South Road, Avenue, to South Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
It's on King Drive going south. But for more information to be correct, you can call and see and talk to his sister, Gloria Smith.
What number? Excuse me, we have our phone number. Bronzeville.com. This is the whole story. Bronze Honors celebrates Juneteenth. This came out. This is Phil Jackson Parkway. They have a lovely photograph of Phil Jackson in this particular article. And it says in the Bronzeville.com, this is their new, the summer 2021 issue, it has the entire thing, and this is what it says. Authorize the honorary street naming signs from East 35th Street from South Rose Avenue to South Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive to be designated as honorary street known as Phil Jackson Parkway. Now, this is what the newspaper says. It's not what Mama D says. I just read it directly from the Bronzeville News.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's visual exactly where it is. Yeah. Thank you, Mama D. Yeah. So now we know exactly what streets are involved in being named Dr. Phil Jackson Parkway. And if you're familiar with Chicago South Side, you know that Rose is a few blocks east of King Drive, but it's before Cottage Grove. So that area is what is being named honorary Dr. Phil Jackson Parkway. So thank you so much, Minister Plump, for giving us that announcement. We appreciate that. We got a few other callers I need to bring in before the break. Thank you so much. And for those who want to participate 2 to 6 today, 35th and King Drive, and celebrate our brother Dr. Phil Jackson. He's been on our show. He's been just a fabulous person in demonstrating how men can get involved in the safety of the community and in the education of the community. His slogan was educate or die, and that's what we must do. So that's what we're doing today, educating so that we don't die. And
right.
I'd
just like to add that, you know, his office is located at 3509 South Martin Luther
right.
King Jr. Drive. That's where the Black
yes.
Star. And if you want to enroll your children, especially if you have any male in their mentoring program, I would certainly recommend that. And Minister Plump is also one of the ministers, the mentors
yes.
For that. And if you ever want to see a layout of some of the children victims of violence, he has a mural with their names and their ages and all of that. So you might want to just go and check out that area for the visual history of things that's happened to our children in his office. So
absolutely.
I just want to say that. So who's next on the phone?
Now we have area code 773-977. Then we're going to go to 407-701. And if you're on our switchboard and want to speak, please press 1 so we will know you have something to say, and we can open your mic. And let's go to area code 773-977. Grand Rising, thank you so much for joining us on Wisdom with Mama D. Go right ahead with your question or comment on our subject today.
Well, good morning. Good morning to all. And Grand Rising, you know, we all rose this morning with the help of the Lord, and God is so good to us. I'm so happy to hear Mama D on the line today and talking about really what's going on in the world right now. Because these vaccinations, I'm telling you, there's so many different opinions about it and what have you. And God's people are really, really puzzled about what shall we do. And I understand, I heard a question being asked to a gentleman earlier on the station, and I don't recall hearing an answer or a response from Mama D's question. I don't recall his name, but there was a gentleman on our station earlier, and Mama D proposed a question to him, Naima, and you came in, and Mama D came in, but he never gave an answer. I was wondering, did you all realize that?
I think it was Andrew on the line. I don't remember the question, though. but certainly if there is an answer, we can. I'll take the next call, and then we'll go back and get his answer on that.
Okay, I should appreciate hearing what he had to say about that. But, Mama D, you're right about these injections and everything else, and God knows that, you know, he kept you alive for a purpose. We all have a gift, and by you sharing your gift with the world, You're being blessed right now. We're all being blessed right now, but Mama D, you're being especially blessed. And thank you so much, and thank you all for this time. And everyone stay safe, and don't forget to pray. Love you. Bye.
Well, thank you, and don't you think for 1 minute that your prayers and your blessings that go out to others do not return to you sevenfold?
Yes, they
do. Thank you.
Absolutely.
I love you.
Love you, Lois. Thank you so much. And we'll take the next one. You know, what she said is really the key, Mama D, for people who don't know what to do, just ask. Ask the creator yourself. You ain't got to ask a scientist. You ain't got to ask the president. You ain't got to ask the pharmaceutical company. Ask the creator yourself, and then be quiet and listen to the answer. You will be told what you should do regarding your own body. That's what I would say for everybody who's wondering what to do and is frustrated and angry and sad and fearful. Just ask. Just pray. Like Lois just said, ask for yourself.
Yeah, you answer. You hit it. You hit it on the nail on the head again. You're batting 1,000 today, my dear. that says it's about fear. He hasn't given you the spirit of fear. So if that spirit of fear is alive and active in you, then you've got the wrong spirit. And so once you get the right spirit, these righteous ways of behavior will begin to manifest themselves in your life. But as long as you are being guided by the spirit of fear, this is what this is all about, because once you are with that spirit of fear, that hatred can sit in on you, and you forget all about being healed because you've got fear and hatred and superstition, and somebody is trying to do you wrong, and you know what I'm saying? And it's contributing to the violence and everything else that our energies are putting out onto the planet.
That is exactly it. That's it. God speaks us all the time, but if you're living in fear, you can't hear. That's right. Let me go to our next caller, 407-701. I believe we got another sister on the microphone, our Friday host, Health and Wellbeing with Viata Grand Rising. Thanks for joining us today on Wisdom with Mama D. Go right ahead with your question or comment.
Good afternoon in Florida. It's 2 o'clock tonight.
Oh, that's nice.
I want to thank Mama D for this topic, because I think it's crucial as a solution to where we are at this time with the pandemic. And I have a question for Mama D about the spiritual, biblical solution to the division that we are seeing in the Christian community, especially as well as in the global family. And I think not just fear, we're not just dealing with fear, but we're dealing with a lot of ignorance. For one, Wuhan, China was the first place they activated 5G last year. So when we saw people dropping dead on the streets in Wuhan, it wasn't just a virus. It was they had activated the 5G radiation in Wuhan, China first. Then the next level of ignorance is that people think a virus flew from China and flew all over the world. Well, what were they doing when we were in lockdown? They were putting up 5G towers when everybody was told to stay in the house, stay in the house. 5G towers were going up all over the planet. So one theory is that what's activating illness, disease in people, and viruses is this radiation that has been activated in 5G towers. And this has gone on since 1918 with the Spanish flu and all the other epidemics we've had. They've always activated new radiation. They got satellites in the sky now they're activating. So the question I have for Mama D is, with all the division going on, all the fear, all the ignorance, what do you think is our Creator's solution to people who not only have accepted the mark of the beast by taking the injection, but those who are continuing to promote fear and ignorance when the Creator's word is pretty clear about what we should have done, but we didn't do? But where are we now? What do we do now? What's the biblical solution, spiritual solution to all the choices people have made that are either going to result in their death or suffering from this injection of this jab that people are taking?
I thank you for those kind words, and I thank you for that comment. That question. I think that we look at the three spiritual enemies. Where there is no prophetic vision, the people perish. And that is being able to see beyond the present day into our better solution. And the other one is, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge.
Amen,
and the beginning
sister.
Of knowledge is the knowledge of the Creator, and that yes. will eliminate this ignorance if we went to the right source of our knowledge, because biblically speaking, we are told, lean not onto your own comprehension, but in all your ways acknowledge the Creator, and He
right.
will direct your path. So, and the other spiritual wickedness is lying tongues destroy the body and the soul. And this is what is feeding this whole monster of pandemic is the lies. The lies. As long as you can circulate the lies, keep the lies going, then you can keep the fear going, then you can keep the people confused going, and then you can keep the solution hidden. And so it's like the Wizard of Oz. You know, the Tin Man, he needed a heart. The, what was it, the Straw Man.
The Cowardly Lion needed courage.
Right, and the Lion needed courage.
Scarecrow needed a brain. He needed, yeah.
That's right. And all Dorothy needed was the will.
Yeah, just the
and will. And that's all we need. And the real solution is how deep, not how deep is your love, but how deep is your faith that you can resist all of this. I'm not going to let you have any Rudolph games. You can't have a, you know, little Rudolph can't be in on the games because he hasn't taken the back. And he's not going to let him, you know.
Thank you, James.
Rudolph from being Rudolph because you wouldn't let him into your little Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer game. And it won't stop us because you won't let us on your plane because we got along with when there was no plane invented. So whatever you're saying we can't have, we are separate. You're separating yourself from among us because you are the diseased one.
Yes, and I want to thank you, sister. I want to remind your audience, too, that Dr. Bastian, my guest yesterday, reminded all of us that dandelion grows all over the planet, and that's the creator's solution in the herbal field, is everybody ought to be putting a lot of dandelion in their body, whether you take in the jab or not, put some dandelion and then repent and have faith, like Mama D, you just said, have faith. That dandelion is what the Creator gave us to help us get our bodies back in balance. Thank you, sister. That was brilliant. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I wonder if the dandelions will mix in with the kale greens. One of my guilty pleasures is that the kale greens, put some boiled eggs on top because that is my meat of choice. And I want to know how, if I mix the dandelions with my kale, because I quick fry. Stir fry this on top of the stove, which is totally
different from
my collard greens. I mean, for my turnip greens and my mustard greens and my spinach that I mix together. But on the stove, I stir fry just for a few minutes the kale. So I'm going to purpose to get me some dandelions and mix it with some kale greens, and then put my boiled egg meat. Because I don't need anything that walks, swims, or flies. If it moves, it's got a mission. I don't mess with it. But I used to mess with it, Jenny.
I love that recipe. Thank you, sister.
Yeah. Well, you know, Mama D, you know I know where you live, so I'm coming to get a plate.
Hey, you're going to grow the kale in
the
garden.
Yes, yes. I got a couple. Growing wild, you know,
you
but the thing about it, yes, well, I got a yard full of them. I told my landscaper, he was like, I can bring my weed killer and I said, no, you're not going to take away my food. And I explained to him that everything growing here is valuable. Mother Earth has a mind, and this is the consciousness we're living on. And Mother Earth is giving us everything we need to repair our bodies. Like the brother was saying about the dandelions, the reason why they're growing so plentiful is just because this is what we need. Just think about it. Everything that we need, everything we eat comes from the earth. So naturally, the earth is going to provide the thing to correct what is foreign in our bodies, that was unnatural in our bodies. The earth is going to give us the natural thing to replace it and remove it. So we're seeing things and in our ignorance, thinking, oh, this is a weed, we're supposed to kill it. No, this is our medicine. It's coming for free right to us from Mother Earth, giving us what we need to fix
Do you know the animals, the cats and the dogs, when they are sick, they go and eat the plants.
Eat the plants coming out of the earth.
So they even know. How to heal themselves, you know, it's just that we are a day late and a dollar short because we are listening to murder as entertainment and then wonder why we can't get out of this fear mode. So we just got to.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Indeed, that's the other thing, you know, we keep digesting death as entertainment. Why are we watching people kill people as entertainment? What is that doing to our immune system, our mind, our soul? If we would just stop digesting death as entertainment, that would be a big step toward removing that fear, which is lowering our immune system. Everything
I think digesting death should be the name of your next book.
Digesting death. Well, if not a book, definitely either a movie or a TV special or something, because that's what's causing the problem. We keep digesting death. You got a good point. That's something to get started. Well, we got another break, our last break coming up. Thanks so much, Viata, for bringing those points out. Everything that we need has been given to us. What was that acronym for Bible? Basic instructions before leaving Earth. Now, if we can read through the things that are giving us information and get a true understanding, look out for and what to do about the problem that's right now in these times. We just have to read it, listen, and get quiet and pray and ask for discernment, and we'll get the answers. We're going to take this last break, Mama D, and then we'll be right back. And if you're on our switchboard now and haven't spoken, press 1, and we will open your mic. And if you are listening online and want to join this conversation, call us, 515-605-9325, and press 1. And if you're watching us on Facebook, The Female Solution, then just write in your comments, and we'll bring them on screen and share them with our listening and viewing audience. And we'll be right back after this last break, so stay with us.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out, and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
To Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn it into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
You believe in freedom, cannot rest until it comes. We believe in freedom, cannot rest until it
comes. Are we back?
All right, and we are back.
And thank you for listening to Wisdom with Mama D, the Female Solution. And I was just wondering about those drones that are flying around. What are they up to? And this AI. You know, some of those people are so realistic. And while we were all on lockdown, I wonder how many was being put in place at the airports and at the stores and different places, because you can hardly tell them from that they're not real people. They're getting so lifelike, you know, these AIs. And they don't need us to, human beings, to take your information. Just one of these nice little AIs that's not going to get sick and not going to have to ask for vacation days. And just like they replaced all of the, they used to have dozens of people around to pump your gas. And then they made it so you had to pay your own, to pump your own gas. You go into the grocery stores. They used to have these clerks and cashiers. Now you can go in the self-checkout line. I always say if enough people go in those self-checkout lines, they're going to eliminate all the human beings and that need to eat and have vacation days and have this self-serve machine. And what's going to happen to the people in the future when automation just eliminates everybody? What do you think?
I'm glad you brought that point out because some people are really afraid when they look at how all these service jobs are being eliminated by self-service apparatus. I mean, you go into the banks right now and everything is, you know, the machine. You don't really need a teller anymore. So what's going to happen? Now, the good news is what we're going to understand is that human interaction doesn't really require money. If we really get to the point of spiritual evolution, we will just simply share what we have. We don't need a symbol of worth to just share and interact and cooperate. We'll just do what's needed. I mean, you look at nature. Look at the ants. If you ever watched a colony of ants, everybody does their job. Everybody cooperates. Everybody, if they've got to haul a piece of food somewhere, you know, a group of them will all get together and do it. You know, everybody does their part. And this is something that can happen. We don't need an artificial symbol of someone's worth in order to allow them to eat, because the earth is giving us all we need for absolutely free. It really doesn't cost to live. The sun shines for absolutely free. The wind blows for absolutely free. Oxygen is produced. We don't pay a dime. And matter of fact, you heard the commercial earlier, if we had to pay for sunlight. Well, we don't, you know. Everything is given to us for free, and what we need to learn how to do is simply share. That's the motto of the show all the time. When we do that, then all the monetary systems will have no value. We as a human species will learn to just share, so it won't matter if we got machines doing everything, because we can still make sure that everybody who's hungry eats, everybody who needs clothes can have clothes, everybody who is in need of shelter can have shelter. This can happen when our consciousness is raised. And when that happens, we will eliminate the need for a symbol in order to get what you need. We'll just choose to share what we have. And that disempowers banks and all these other entities that are trying to cut us out and make it not possible for us to get what we need to survive. So it won't matter if they say, well,
and,
if you don't
and
have
everything
a shop,
old, and everything old. And everything old is new again. We used to, if I needed my house built, I would, my neighbors would help me build my house, and I would help someone else build the other house. So everything old is new again. And we're going to have to eventually go back to basic humanity, because what we have been experiencing and allowing our children to be socialized on social media to say it's fun to have this video violence. I think it's something in the DNA. I'm telling you, these little babies, I mean the ones that still got the Pampers on. I saw one, I was in Walmart, I think. And this little baby was sitting there with the real cell phone, And she was very, she was concentrating. The little look on her face, she got on the pamper. So we're talking about maybe 13, 14 months old. And she had the little finger going and the little concentration look on her face. And then her mother took that cell phone away. She went back. She butted her head. She just went off.
That's scary.
And then the mother gave her that cell phone back. And there she went back into this little concentrated look on her face, and she started punching the buttons again. I said, don't you tell me that that baby don't know what she's doing. Not only does she not know what she's doing, she does not want interference in what she is doing. And there will be a price to pay.
Well, Mama, do you got another caller on the line? You got another caller here. Area code 647 204. Your mic is open. Give us your name, you're calling from, and your comments about today's topic. Go right ahead.
This is Patrick calling from Toronto.
Thank you for calling.
Just wanted to comment. I agree with the host, and I'm sorry I don't know your name.
Mama D.
Oh, Naima.
Okay, all right, yeah. Okay, so what she was saying about going back to basics and bartering and really helping each other out, I agree with her. I think one of the things, though, that we need to keep an eye on is that they're going to try to make it harder to do that through different means. I don't know if you've heard, but in different places, in different cities, they're starting to crack down on community gardens. And even in some cases, people planting gardens on their own property. In some cities, they're starting to get an ordinance to try to stop people from planting. They already are stopping them from planting in the front yard. They're trying to stop them from planting anywhere on their property. So these are the kind of things that are going on because I think the powers that be understand where we have to go and where we're going, and they're going to try to put some roadblocks in place. I think one of the things that we need to think about are the policemen because they can't enforce it. Only thing they can do is make laws, and I'll give you an example. Here in Ontario, in Canada, where Toronto is, the province or like a state, where we are, the person that runs the state, the provincial, like governor that would be in the United States, he said he was going to try to get police to start pulling people over. And there was a point where they didn't want people to be traveling unnecessarily and all this kind of stuff. So what he did was he said, we're going to get the police to just randomly pull people over and check their papers to see where they're going to make sure they're going, you know, like on Nazi Germany. The police came back and said, no, we're not doing it. The police said, no, what are you trying to do?
Is that in violation of the Fourth Amendment that says no unnecessary searches or seizures? That's an unnecessary search. But I wanted to ask you, sir, are you familiar with the Negro Act? The Negro Act said that they could not earn money, grow food, or learn to read. Did you know that they actually had a law like that?
Yeah, I'm familiar
food,
with
that. Because you mentioned the growing of food.
Right. I'm familiar with that act, yes. And but here's the thing. She said the Fourth Amendment, that's in the United States, not in Canada. So in Canada, what she tried to do, the police refused to do it. The police chief said, what are you trying to do, make us an enemy of the people? We're not doing it. You know what that guy did? He went on TV and said, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, and started crying crocodile tears. And
don't you have some kind of constitution in Canada?
They have the rights of freedoms, yeah, here, but it's not as comprehensive as the Constitution in the United States.
But Canada was where the slaves ran off to when they couldn't find the fugitive slave laws here.
Absolutely. Right. Yes. But they don't have a constitution as strong as the United, and they don't have the power that the states, the individual states do in the United States. And what that showed people was that without enforcement, they can't do anything. So the question is, what are the police going to do? Are the policemen going to jump on board, or are they going to try to protect? Right now, the policemen are fighting because they don't want to get the jab. I mean, I need to stop calling it a jab. They want to get the shot. And so the police union is backing them for now, and it's a big fight. But it's up to the police. And a lot of the police are filing lawsuits against the government for this stuff, for trying to make them get a shot and all this kind of stuff. So
that's true in America, too. Our police unions are also fighting against it. And the soldiers should be fighting against it, because they lied about Agent Orange. They did all kind of underhanded experiments with LSD and all of that on soldiers without their knowledge. And people who have been institutionalized, such as those in the penal institutions or in foster care group homes and settings, they have been experimenting on them. So, I mean, who in the world can trust this government? They lied about Atomato Bay. They lie about the war. They lie about everything. And then they said they have the affronty to have commercials that says, trust me. Are you kidding me?
Look at Texas and Florida. There's no way to, right now, that the federal government can force them to do anything. They don't have the enforcement on. And so I think what we need to do really is start thinking about where we are, who's going to, when they come up with these laws, in some kind of way, we need to get with the police and say, look, are you guys going to enforce this law? Are you guys going to enforce, so we can get a clear understanding of what, because without enforcement, these lawmakers have nothing.
But what our problem is here in the city that our officers complain about is they do their job and then the courts let the perpetrators go. But I think that it's very interesting that you would mention leaving it up to the police as to whether they were going to enforce it or not, because have a constitution here. And so our officers here are under a consent decree that ruled that they created situations to use deadly force, and they had all kinds of protections to protect their law-breaking officers from accountability. So that's what we are dealing here. So we can't go to our officers and bargain with them, because they have been enemies of the people, and we definitely don't trust them.
Right, and I'm talking about the United States. See, I'm American. I'm just here for now. I'll be coming back to the United States next year. But my thing is, with the policemen, we need to have a clear understanding in the jurisdictions where they're going to be putting down these draconian laws. We need to have a full an understanding of, are you going, like in Florida, they don't have to worry about it, because the governor covers the whole state with saying, we're not forcing you to get anything, and no company can force an employee to get this shot. But in other places, like in New York, where you can't go in anywhere unless you have a vaccine passport, or you can't, that kind of foolishness, where do the police stand with it? If the police are going to go in and police, like I'll give you an example. There's places in the United States where the sheriff is saying, you know what? We're not going to do that. We're not going to go in and check people's vaccine passport. In parts of Paris and France, there's parts outside of Paris where the police are saying, no, we're not going in and checking anybody's passport in any cafe or anything like that. That's crazy. We're not doing that. That's not our job.
But you know what? In America, so you say you are an American. You know, for the most part, we cannot leave that decision to what laws to obey and what laws not to obey, because we have a great big problem here in these sanctuary states, counties, and cities that are now saying, well, you don't have to be a citizen in order to arrest citizens.
So we're going to have a little battle along those lines. And the police, that's been one of the problems, is that they have decided what laws they were going to obey and what laws they were not going to obey. And just as in the past, we resisted segregation today, segregation tomorrow, and segregation forever, we have begun to resist sanctuary today, sanctuary tomorrow, and sanctuary forever, because we cannot have these people that have broken into the country, their children being rewarded with privileges that we can't even access with rights. So that's running out, but we cannot put the police, because they've already did their discretion. When they approached Dylan Roof, who had slaughtered 9 people in a church, he was seen as a risk. So the police officer approached him and then holstered his gun. However, when George Floyd and others just been sitting behind the wheel of their car, police have seen them as a threat and left them dead behind the wheel. So
you know,
we can definitely not leave anything up to their discretion, because they are not the ones.
You know,
yeah,
Mama D, what I think, and of course, you know, Patrick brings up the point that Canada doesn't have a constitution as detailed as the United States, and yet Canada is freer than the United States in terms of practice because of the ethics of the people. And if the police officers there as individuals with ethics choose not to allow themselves to be used to mistreat people, that's what each person is expressing, their own ethical behavior. And that's why Canada was the place that those forced into enslavement fled in order to not be captured and returned to slavery. Whereas, you know, if they got north, even though supposedly there was no slavery in the north, there were unethical people that would still capture them to get the money, you know, the reward money, and send them back. Well, people didn't do that in Canada because they had ethics. Same thing with when people decided to leave the country rather than serve a war that they felt was unjust in Vietnam. They left and went to Canada. So it just comes down to the ethics of the people. If we get to the point in the United States where there are more police that have personal ethics and will not enforce an unjust law, as Dr. King said, it's morally wrong to enforce an unjust law. It's morally right to disobey the unjust law. And so we have enough police officers here that have the moral values where they choose not to allow themselves to be used to enforce injustice, then we'll begin to see a change. So it won't matter what the government demands or restricts. There will be people who say, I'm not going to enforce that because that's wrong. That's wrong, and I'm not going to do it.
And you are, charged. If you, like the killings that they killed innocent people in when they were in Vietnam because they were following orders, they were still court-martialed. You can't, if you know it's wrong, you shouldn't have gone along with it. And now what we're struggling with in the city of Chicago is the officers that are law-abiding are putting in check when they see their partners violating the laws and the rights of people. They are beginning to say, if you don't step up, then we're going to punish you. That's what's happening with the four officers that sit there and watch the knee on the neck. They're on trial because they should have done morally correct instead of just, well, we're going to cover for our partner. If that's what he wants to do, well, we with him. Now they're on trial, and they should be found guilty too. They didn't have the knee on the neck, but they kept everybody else from helping get him off the neck. So they should be found guilty also. What do you think?
I think I agree. I agree with that. And we're not waiting for leaving it up to the police to do this. The only thing I was saying was, wherever you are, you should get the pulse of your police, what your police are going to do and what they're not going to do. That will give you, you need that information to strategize on how we're going to move going forward.
Absolutely. And when are you coming back to the States?
Next May. I'm coming back. I'll be
right.
In Florida.
We got our problems, but you're going to come back home, huh?
Yeah. I'm going to come to Florida, and then I'll figure it out from there. Because I can work remotely, so I'm coming to Florida, and then I'll, you know, see from there.
Yes, and certainly we need to start a resistance program right now when they're saying we can't grow food. Now, if there is such a thing as the United Nations, I'm sure you can grow food. And there's
how is somebody going to keep the earth from growing? Because, you know, food grows even if you do nothing. That's what our earth does. It grows even if you do nothing. So how are they going to enforce the earth not growing food other than
I'll tell you how. I was in traffic court, and this man was in traffic court because his greens, I think they were greens, had grown. He kept trying to explain to the judge it wasn't time to cut them. They wasn't supposed to be cut yet. It wasn't time to cut them. But they came on his property, and he was growing his crop, and they gave him a ticket because they were, I guess, too tall or tall enough for the police to say, well, they're too tall. But this was private property, and he kept trying to explain it wasn't even time for them to cut whatever it was that was growing. And so I don't know how they do it, but they can come up on your private property and tow your car if it's got an expired license plate on it and you're not driving it and it's on your own personal property. So I think people do a lot of things when people don't push back. And so I think the whole key is resist the evil. And it shall flee. And a lot of people with this fear factor, they're not able to resist the evil. And the evil is saying, I'm not going anywhere until you call me by my name. If you don't say Ripple Skill Scan, I'm not going anywhere.
Resist the evil and it will flee. Well, that is the solution to all of this. Resist the evil. Well, we've got to go. And this was a powerful show, Mama D. I think Lois, you wanted Andrew to elaborate a little bit. Well, we'll have another time for elaboration on that answer. What do you think we're going to do about this situation? But Mama D, last words at the start.
Well, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in, particularly our visitor from Canada. That's an American citizen. And the calls in that we got on the from Sister Debbie and others. And it's been wonderful. And I look forward to having you be a part of Wisdom with Mama D every fourth Saturday. And for all those talented young people, we've got a fifth Saturday coming up, I believe, in the month of October. And I'm just looking forward to them having plenty of time to express their talents and share their gifts. Because making a joyful noise will cut down on some of the gloom and doom and woe is me fear factor mentality that we got going at the present time. So thank you, and thank you for your insight and being the captain of our ship, Naima Latif. So,
keeping it sailing. Well, thank you to the crew that it makes it all possible. We appreciate you so much. Thank you, and we look forward to seeing you next fourth Saturday on Wisdom with Mama D. Pop.
Pakistan.
Absolutely, and if you get time, please go to the Bill Jackson Dedication.
Saudi Arabia. Shukran.
Hey, 315 Drive.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
And be sure to go to the archives. If you missed any portion of this that you'd like to hear, you can always hear our shows in the archives, www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. And we're also on the on-air network, our daily shows. You can go to www.onaireverywhere.com and go to the on-air radio network to hear today's show. And, of course, we're live on Facebook, the Female Solution Facebook page, so feel free to like and share. I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We'll see you again tomorrow. Enjoy your day.